Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing B'siyata D'shmaya V'rov Simcha, our series of Shiurim B'Igros Maran HaRav Zatzal. Just incredible. The letters are so filled with knowledge, wisdom, understanding. And Shir should be a schus for Avi Mari Imarasi Sheyichyu, or the schus of Avram Yosef Ben Chana, Shai Ben Leah, Rus Victoria Basila Vida, Chayachim Feg Basman Abisbasia, Rav Barachot Maseret Zippora, the schus Moshe Deshnim Raisa Moshe Mordechai. This is a letter that he wrote to Rav Shmuel Alexandrov. It's a fascinating personality in and of himself. I discussed him in a previous year. And at the beginning, Rav Kook didn't know exactly who he was, but the later on, you see that he has great cover for him in this letter. This is written in 1908, beginning of 1908. The Chvod Yedidi Arava going to Chacham Hanizgov, Reina Rav Shmuel Alexander of Shlita. Shalom ubracha mikodesh. Zeli eze yamim shekibalti es kvutzas mechtav av hanalim vayroili lahashiv miyad v'pnei hakovet achivuni minios rabos umatrilos moshe b'chan sakafti ayde ayodan idan vidanim v'lekosev v'kvot rasarom. I want to note that Rav Kook starts off loads of letters like this saying how busy he was, saying he was busy beyond belief. If Rav Kook would have just, and he has a letter like that where he expresses a wish like that, that he can just devote himself to his scholarly pursuits, and the world would have been so much richer. But that was not the call of God and the call of the times. The call of God and the call of the times was to do chesed and help Jews. So that's what the Rav was busy with. And on the side, he wrote, you know, the 40, 50 svarim we have of his. And according to Rav Tzuriel, Rav Moshe Tzuriel, who's one of the great disseminators of Torah Sarav, put together the Otra Saraya, incredible seven-volume work. But there are another 200,000 or so pages of Kisveyat that haven't been published. So obviously, we're dealing here with a supernatural phenomenon. But he was so busy, and not only that, not only was he busy with the Yanei HaKlal and Yanei HaPrat, he also learned. You know, he didn't just write, he learned. He's constantly chazer and shas and poskim. So, and yet he still had time to write so much and to read people's letters. That's also takes time to read a letter. And back then, not every letter was printed on a computer, right? They didn't have computers. Maybe some were typewriter, but to decipher people's handwriting, to get busy mailing the letter, just a whole mahalach here. So what the man accomplished in his lifetime, in mere 70 years, is just mind-boggling, astounding. So like I said, he starts off saying how incredibly busy he is. And therefore I couldn't respond. And when I saw that it just keeps being pushed off, I chapt in an echoitev ke'es v'koisev ma'at. I'd like to give you my thanks. It sure is usually a gift. I'd like to thank you for the gift in general. But in details, there are certain things that one must comment upon. It's important to note that this Rav Alexandrov was a little bit of a off-the-beaten-path type hashkafa. So that's what he held. So it's Rav Kook feels it necessary to really put him in his place in a very respectful way and keep him within the proper Ashkafas Chaim of the Torah. So he sent him a gift, and he says, in general, I'd like to thank you, but the Prat, there are various details that I'd like to comment about. Bigger Tzurasim, Bumuven Magamasim. Wulai Yarchiv Hashem Liv and Adabra B'chol Prat B'fnei Atzmo B'archol. Maybe when he says the tshuva, maybe he's referring to the letters. Because there's a whole collection of letters that Rav Alexandrov wrote the Rav. It's important to note that what other personalities could people write with their hashkafa problems back then and get answers that would be philosophically and intellectually and emotionally satisfying. So that's why Rav Kook received so many letters, because he was the address. Not that there weren't other Rabbanim, of course there were other Rabbanim, and they're great Rabbanim, and they have their Hashkafa and their way of looking at the world, but many people felt, as do many people today, that he's the only answer. He's the go-to person, as they would say today. And I must admit, my own weakness is that I feel the same way on many issues, that I just go to the Rav, and he really supplies me with the satisfaction that I need for my own personal growth. So he's not alive anymore, but like I said, we have many, many volumes of his teachings. So I really find him to be a never-ending source of spiritual elevation and intellectual enlightenment. Right now, I have your last letter in front of me. Vespale. And I wonder, Shamashik Asafti binyan achtus ha'afochim. Meshiv kvodo alai, me'adavar yadu ha'shein afshus l'shnei ha'afochim shi'u nosei achad. Rav wrote about achdut ha'afochim. What is achdut ha'afochim? Achdut ha'afochim means that two contradictory ideas are united as one. That's the idea of achdut ha'afochim. Lached, to unite, hafachim, opposites. And the Rav was very famous for that idea, developing that idea and talking about that idea. And this Rabbi Alexandrov, Shmuel Alexandrov, was questioned it. Why? Meshiv kvodu alai mi'adavar ha'yadua she'ein afshalut l'shnei hafachim she'yu b'nosei echad. It's impossible for two contradictory things, two contradictory ideas, to be in one subject. You can't have two contradictions, a contradiction that's both, they're both correct. V'tmihani v'chilezu anu tzrichim ala ikar atzad shel chidush shebedvarayu ma shemitzad ha'machshava al-yona sokeret et omkam shel ha'dvarim. And we mitzvot klal afachim. You're missing the point. The point is that if you go high enough, if you go with the machshav el yona, there are no hafachim. B'chomesh shavirim yeshem bevaday eizet tenai ne'alam. Shekshehitparesh nimsa sheshnei mashpatim shenaru b'meftar b'tziur afachim, sheechad mibonoi al tzad echad mihamashpat v'asheni al tzad acher. So if you take two contradictory ideas, you just have to look at them, analyze them carefully, and you'll see that they're referring to two different things. And therefore, they really make a shlemus. They really complement each other. They really work in concert. Through these two contradictory ideas, we see the sentence on its two sides. These aren't two contradictory things. They're not contradicting each other because they're referring to different aspects, different elements. Ubinyan shanu oskim asukim that amashen ugele matzav deyot metpashet zeh mishpat kol ha'rayonot ruchaniim v'nigud amiti lo nimtza kim amashen ugele uvdot ha'historiyot she'inan mivunot b'yediyatenu ha'idea kabbalah v'hamesoret shegam hen kol ma she'hadeyot ruchaniyot ne'erot yoter na'asot ha'rishonot yoter mezukakot v'yoter krovot el ha'lev. עד שמגיע אדם גם בהם למידת המדרגה העליונה שבתמימות, אחר ההרחבה היותר בלתי מוגבלת של חופש המחשבה ודווקא על ידה. So you can't find in Deos Amitios, in true Hashkafa, what we call today hashkafa, contradictory ideas. Because if you go high enough, you'll see that they really complement each other. And you have here historical facts. Historical facts are facts. But the more you understand Ruchnius, the more you understand the history as well. And then you have the Madrega Yonah Shebetzvimus, then you have a Shlemus. Because you're Marchiv, you expand in an unlimited way, Chofesh HaMachshava. The Rav believed in being a free thinker. What does it mean, being a free thinker? That you shouldn't limit your mind to only what you know and understand. You should expand to all of the emes, not parachas v'shalom, being a free thinker that wants to not be cursed. That's not free thinking, that's sheker. But rather, trying to expand your level of perception. You know, you learn the Gemara and the Rashi, so you want to be a free thinker, you want to also see what Tosfos says. And then all of a sudden the Gemara takes on a new light and Rashi takes on a new light after you see Tosfos. And then you learn the Pnei Yehoshua, and then after you learn the Pnei Yehoshua, then you understand Tosfos better and Rashi better and the Gemara better. And then when you see differing opinions, you see, oh, this is expressing one type, one perspective of this din, and this is expressing another type of perspective of this din. Therefore, he says mutter, he says aser. But in Ruchnius, there's achdus hafachim because there are no hafachim. Because it's all coming from one God, one creator, one Torah. And therefore, you have to see how the various ideas complement each other and don't contradict each other. And here I found a paragraph that mamish, I won't say mamish because it's not mamish, but figuratively knocked my socks off, fell off my seat. Because how many Gedolei Yisrael, and this is not Chas V'Shalom, a criticism of Gedolei Yisrael, this is not their domain, this is not their discipline. Their discipline is to teach Torah, to learn Torah, to guide the community. But how many can you like ask about Buddhism and will give you an intelligent analysis of Buddhism? So it's clear the Rav was not didn't buy books on comparative religions. But he asks him about Buddhism, this Rabbi Alexandrov. And he's not afraid that the Rav is going to scream at him and say, "Yo evei davei dezara, it's all garbage. How can you write me about this? How can you talk about this?" But he was asked a question, and he gives an answer. V'advar mitzi, even though the Rav is very against Avodah Zarah, Rosh Teitzach. V'advar mitziyut ha'ayin. This mitzius of ayin, of nothingness, b'divrei hanotim lebudayut. Maybe this is what the people in Eastern religions call nirvana. That it's a state of, what they assert it to be, is a state of quietude, freedom, a liberation from attachment and worldly suffering. So, advar metzius ha'ayin, of nothingness, v'divrei hanotim lebudayut, nirim advarim, it would appear shekavanosim hi, what they mean is lemetzius haguf, for the reality of the body, hashoef, that strives, lehaadir, lehaadir with an ayin, means to turn into non-existence, ulaapes, milashon efes, to make into nothing, be'erech muchlad, absolutely, lemetzius hakoach hashoef lahadir ulaapes be'erech muchlad, to find the power that strives to make into nothingness. Alken hu ba'atzmo b'pnimiut yeshito hu havaya u'mtziut. So he himself is in his very being a mitzius. He exists. Ela sheyeshuto hi shi'ifa lehe'ader. But his essence is the desire to be nothing. Va'afilu lehe'ader shel atzmo, even the nothingness of himself. כן אנחנו יכולים לצייר לנו את מציאוס האפס שלהם, שאם כל זה הוא אצלם מציאוס, so their אפס is still a מציאוס, because they are a מציאוס that wants to be אפס. They have a שאיפה to be nothing, but they still exist. So again, I don't know how this... if it's true in Buddhism or not true in Buddhism, I'm not studying Buddhism, I don't want to study Buddhism, I want to study the letters of the Rav. So he says that's what it looks like. It looks like they have a mitzvah and they want their mitzvah to be free of reality. But it's still a mitzvah. Their mitzvah has a hate of their mitzvah. There's a lack of mitzvah, but still they still have a mitzvah. Uvazeh einam nechnasim klal mystika bilti muvenet. And with that, we don't go into mysticism, which is incomprehensible. וההכרה הישראלית בדעת השם כי טוב, and the Jewish recognition, the knowledge of God who is good, מביאה להכיר את המציאות המוחלטת בשאפה להוויה גמורה ושלמה, והיא מתענגת על השם ועל טובו. What do we want? We know that God is good. And we want to recognize the absolute reality that strives for a complete and total existence. V'hi mitaneget al Hashem ve'al tuvo. And this existence is misanek, takes pleasure with God and His goodness, uvotachat bo b'chol lev, and has complete bitachon in Him. Ahefech mitanot hametyashim, which is the opposite of the tainus of those who are misyayish, and they say, no, you can't fix anything. Sheyisodam uchizeyon hara shebemitziut. The Rav is another shtickle, where he says some people come to terms with evil, some people run away from evil, like the Buddhists, they try to avoid it. Some people say, no, there's nothing you can do, like the Christians. The man is evil. Man was born evil. He's going to die evil. We're just bad because of the sin. And we fix the evil. In Judaism, we fix the evil. We don't run away from it. We're not messiahs from it. We don't come to terms with it, but we try to rectify it. Ahefech mitanot hametyashim, Judaism is the opposite of those who are messiahish, who despair that yesodam uchizeon harash mitzvot, their yesod is seeing the evil in reality shunishar etzlem merut tamo, that remains with them in its bitter taste. Kol zman sheinam mitromemim lenoam Hashem, as long as they are not elevating themselves to the pleasantness of Hashem. Sha'al yado, once you get to God, kol mitapech kol mar lematok, anything bitter turns into sweet. V'nimtza shegam niguda hazeh shebein habudayut v'hayadut einana gam ken hefech muchlat, ki hametziut hanizkeret b'shichachat Hashem hi kula ra'ah u'mara, u'bekirba munachat she'ifa shel heyader muchlat shesofa lehitmalei. וחפרה הלבנה בושה חמה, דה חמה ולבנה דקליפה, והיה אור הלבנה כאור החמה, דאור חול דקדושה, כדברי הזוהר והתיקונים. So here he gets into Kabbalah, but he says that the, which I don't understand, but he says that the contrast between Judaism and Buddhism is not absolute, because the mitzvah of forgetting God is completely evil and bitter, and in it is a desire for nothingness, because when you're empty of God, when you forget God, that's nothingness. And in the end, that is going to be filled up. That's what it means, v'chafra levana, that the moon will be embarrassed, and so will the sun. And that's the lechama levana of klipa. And then or levana korachama, and then they're going to bring, then the kedusha, it's going to be filled up with kedusha. So too, it starts with Hayader Mukhlat, because forgetting God is Hayader Mukhlat. Nothingness, absolute nothingness. And that's the Buddhism, the absolute nothingness. When you have no God, there's nothingness. But ultimately, that nothingness has to be filled up with Noam Hashem. So I don't fully understand what the Rav is saying, but if I would expect to fully understand what the Rav says, I wouldn't learn any of his writings. I only do my best. We continue, Mashakasa Kod Yididi, Al Dvarai Shekatavti Shatnoa Israelit Kemat Shalonish Tantavi Me Avraham, Mimakam Furash Ushmi Hashem Lono Dati Lahem, Tmihani, Vare Katavti Shalafamim Him Mit Alemet, and Ken Mashma Shalafim Meira Bo Yoter Bahir, Rufim Bo Kehe, Mayesh Lahir Meata, Fichiena Evdel Ben Shemot Shanim, Amusag Nisgav in Yana Her, Kim Hagdarot Al Harato. בין מדרגה של אור מסיר ובין מדרגה של אור כהה, או לפי שינוי המדרגות של פרטי ההרות, ההרעות, ההרות. אבל הצנועה היסודית, שהיא הגרעין האלוקי, שלא גרעין הוא כי מסוד ה... הלב הכולל את כל המגמות מראש ועד החנית במצב לחוץ מאוד בתוכנית זין א', אולי זה רנפין, זאת לא תשתנה כי אם תתרחב ותתעלת שתמלא כבודה את כל הארץ. So I had said in my letter, he's referring here, wrote a letter, a letter Mendalit, it's a very long letter to Rav Alexandrov. In general, if you want to get the Rav's really juicy letters, so if you go to the Otzer Chochma program, you can do a search, Igrot HaRaya, and you search the word Alex Shmuel Alexandrov, and then whenever his name comes up, you read the letter that the Rav wrote to him. And it's really, really juicy stuff. So this is a letter that the Rav wrote. This is Yud Gimel Kislev Tafrei Samach Zayin. The letter we're reading is the end of Shvat and Samach Ches. So this is quite a while later, over a year. So in this letter, also, this is letter Mem Dalid, the letter that we're learning now, is Igeres Kufyud. But in Igeres Mem Dalid, he writes that the Jewish movement hasn't changed kimat since Avraham Avinu. Rabbi Alexander said, but it's an open pasuk that it has. Ushmi Hashem lo nodati lahem. I didn't reveal myself to the Avos with Shem Hashem, only to Moshe with Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. So it has changed. How can you say it hasn't changed? God revealed himself in a different way to Moshe than he did to the others. So the Rav says, I don't understand what you're talking about. I wrote that sometimes it's hidden. Sometimes with a greater light, sometimes with a lesser light. So it doesn't mean it's a different mitzvah, different mahus. It's always the same God. Just sometimes he reveals himself more, sometimes less. But fundamentally, it's the same. It never changes, and it's just going to get better and better until Mashiach comes to Malay Kvodas Kol Haaretz. ומה שאיר כבודו על ההבדל שבין הכלל להפרט שאומנם הוגלו הלאומיים שלנו לדון שעל ידי שנחלש הרוח הלאומי בתקופות האחרונות הוחל הלימוד של הפרטיות להתחדש. So the nationalists say that since the national spirit has of late been weakened, So now people are learning, are more focused on the individual, which is the very, in the same old Nechabad, very fundamental and this important and formidable topic, and that is the relationship between Klal and Prat. So on one hand, Prat is very important, on the other hand, you can't forget the Klal. And the Rav was famous for focusing a lot more on the Klal than on the Prats. The Rav was Klaliistic. But the Rav has, particularly in Einayah, you see the Rav in Orot, the Rav talks a lot about the Klal. And in Orot HaKodesh, the Rav is talking high, high stuff about Mamish Klal HaOlamos. But in Einayah, in Agadatas, the Rav, of course, the Rav talks about the Klal also. But there's a lot of Hadracha for the Prat. Kopanim, you can't obviously negate either. So there is emes in what the nationalists are saying, says the Rav, but not like they're saying it. Hem sovrim, they think shanitzchus hapratit hi Torah mechudeshet shenolda mesibat hachadishut hadirumit. Aval bemet kvar bimei biyamim hayoter atikim. I think that's a typo, we should say Yotel. Sharuach Olumi Ayah Beprichato Kvar Ne'amar V'Hayta Nefesh Adonai Tzura B'Tzura HaChayim U'B'Divrei HaTko'it V'Lo Yisa Elokim Nefesh V'Chashav Machshavot U'B'Oti Yidach Mimenu Nidach V'Lashon HaSefa La'Avot Shekvar Ri'u L'Kol Zeh HaRishonim She'Asku Be'Elu Inyanim. So the Lumim think that the fact that man, that the individual lives forever, is a new idea. Since nationalism has weakened, Mimela, people were mechadesh that man lives forever, the individual lives forever. But that's not true. Even when nationalism is strong, when the national spirit was sprouting, was flourishing, it already says, this is a verse in the book of Samuel, in the 25th chapter, in the 29th pasuk, the soul of my master should be tzurah b'tzurah chayim, should be in the bound in the binding of life, which is a remez to eternal life, that the soul lives forever. And what the Tkoi says in the book of Samuel 2:14:14, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes sure that nobody gets lost, that every soul lives forever. Asef ala avos, what does it mean? He was gathered in, like we see in Bereishis 15:15, Shoftim 2:10, Melachim Beis 22:20, Divrei Yamim Beis 34:28. What does that mean? Asef ala, he gathered into the avos, meaning that this individual is going to live forever. He was brought to his forefathers. And that's eternal. And there's always going to be, the individual is going to be eternal, not only the klal. Klal is going to be eternal, of course, but so is the individual. And then the Rav writes in that letter in Igeres Mentalat, Atchuna Pnimit Shazot, Inan Neshmeret Kima Aidea Toa Dechai Hegyanit, Hatzicha Leshmirata, Lekol HaMitzvot HaMaaseyot Shebetorah, Shebechta, Veshebe'apeh. The Rav speaks about the importance of keeping the practical mitzvahs. And that's the way to keep our Judaism going and our Avos Hashem going. Hopefully we'll see that letter more in depth at a different juncture. And then this Rav Alexandra writes, when Avraham Avinu kept the Torah, he was only keeping it spiritually, not Kipshuta. And the Rav says, apparently where you want to go with this is that the way to connect to godliness is through just the spirituality of the mitzvahs and not actually keeping them. And he says, that's a Christian idea. And we suffer from that a lot.
So
אפילו ערב תבשילין, דהיינו אפילו אותם הקווים הדקים שמבדילים בין קודש חמור לקודש קל, שהם יותר נעלמים מאותם שמבדילים בין קודש לחול ובין טמא לטהור. אם כן, המוסר יוצא לנו מזה הוא שיש כוח בידינו לפחות גם כן את הזיק הפנימי עד שיתרחב על פי תכונתו וישיב את כל החיים ברוחו לכל התכונה השלמה שמצאות המעשיות כולם של תורתו הנאמן, הפי שנהיה מצליחים ברוך השם של אהבות העולם בפי מעמדם הם, לא רק מושגים רוחניים אוויריים, כי מדרכי חיים רעים ושלמים. So חזר say, that Avraham Avinu kept the Erev Tavshilin. Did Avraham Avinu really keep Erev Tavshilin? And the answer is, we don't know. And it really doesn't matter. What matters is what Chazal are trying to tell us. And if Chazal said Avraham Avinu was keeping Erev Tavshilin, and Chazal didn't say Avraham Avinu kept Erev Tavshilin in Ruchnius. Chazal said Avraham Avinu kept Erev Tavshilin. So that's the way we're supposed to view it. Whatever the historical facts were, Rav Kook was less interested in the historical facts than what Chazal were trying to teach us. And we're not historians. We're not academic scholars. People are trying to serve God. And Chazal told us everyone was keeping Erev Tavshilin. What's pshat in keeping Erev Tavshilin? That you, in order not to be preparing from Yantav to Shabbos, so you already prepare some food from before Yantav. So this way people are reminded not to stop prepare from Yantiv to Shabbos, but this is just going to be a hemshech of normally you're not allowed to, when you cook from Yantiv to Chol, you're not allowed to prepare. So when Yantiv is followed by Shabbos, so you prepare some food before, and this way you're allowed to continue cooking on Yantiv. So you see that we're making a distinction between Kodesh HaChomer and Kodesh HaKal. Without the Erev Tavshilin, you're not allowed to cook from Yantiv to Shabbos, because Shabbos is Kodesh HaChomer and Yantiv is Kodesh HaKal, and they're different. So that's even more subtle than the differences between Kodesh and Chol and Tomei and Tor. So we also have to do that. We also have to be very careful about the different types of Kedushas. And again, we do a maisi here, of Erev Tavshilin. So, it's not enough to just talk about it in Ruchnius. You have to actually do maisim, so don't chas v'shalom, be like the Christians. And talk about just doing things in Ruchnius, ideas, without actually doing them in Gashmius, fulfilling our practical mitzvahs. Ken ma shemaski akvot erosa ram oisi. שהציורים של אב עליון הם מיוחד דווקא לישראל, כיתוב וחושבי אמס העולם, גם הם מדברים בזה. You mentioned, I was talking about the love of the Jewish people for God. And you said, no, it's not only the Jews. It's אמס העולם also, I speak about this. Says the Rav, לא אמרתי מעולם שהדיאס העליון אז חסרוס הם למין האנושי. I didn't say that these ideas, I think there's a typo. It says, הלאיוניות, I think Elyonot. I didn't say that mankind doesn't have spiritual ideas, spiritual concepts. If they'd be lacking in nature, there'd be no hope to fix the world. But they're very hidden. And they're not alive in the hearts of the nations in their national essence like they are by us. Uvenachlas Hashem Ava Elokis Yitzvion HaPnimi Shechaya Lumim Novim Mimena. מלא מוכרח הדבר שגם כן הפרש בנישים הפרטים על פי שאתו לפלא מסעה לימוד שמקום מקום רוח הכל חלק ממנו שור על כל יחד ביחד כן אומר גם היחד בשמחה שלו עשה ניקוי. So nachlas Hashem, the Jewish people, this love for God is our essence. That is what our national existence, life, that is where it flows from, this love of God. And therefore there's also going to be a difference in individuals because an individual is part of the klal. So I never said that Goyim don't have love of God. It's just much more hidden. Our essence is love of God. And Don't think I'm just going after my emotions. Without being rational about it, I'm being irrational. Is that what you're going to say? Akshasishon. Don't be chosh of me. Don't suspect me. Akshin ani mishanim tamid sharegesh hu yoter sichli kshu omid b'malos ha'atmim. Ve'osu achizoyin ha'psichi shanu krom lo sechel. Shafilu ma'ashan anotim la'avas ha'sechel miyusad b'regesh. Ve'omole ha'regesh hazeh lo yu ba'alei sechel mitgabrim b'muskal ha'sam. V'kal v'chomer, shlei ba'alei musim misgab ma'asim ha'tevim. Ne'a sh'sechel maybe lo asam smucho sav me'olam ha'achar. Ve'ha'regesh tuvia tuvea ganiz b'gavei. Ven otzerach lahavi mimerchak lachma. Aval lo'elam lo'yavu l'tudasu kim l'fi rov ha'aretz ha'seichel olav. So he says that I always teach and repeat that regesh is more sichli when it's pure. More than the psychic phenomenon that we call seichel. Understand? Haregesh u'yoter sichli. Regesh is more intellectual when it's pure, when it's b'malasu atmima, than that chizayon ha-psichi, than that psychic phenomenon that we call seichel. Because afilu masha anu notim la'avas ha'secha, we love intellect. Whom you said be regesh. That we love it because of our emotions. And if not for this regesh, then the balei ha'sechel would not be able to be so sichli. In other words, there's a mixture here. There's a sechel goes together with the regesh. And the balei musar wouldn't do such ma'asim tovim if not for their regesh. Because the sechel gets its ideas from somewhere else. But the regesh, the goodness is within it. Doesn't have to go far away. The seichel has to go elsewhere. To other ideas, to read books. The regesh is within the person. But the more seichel, the better the regesh. They have to work together. So of course I'm rikshi. But together with the seichel, that enhances the regesh, enhances my seichel. The more the light of the seichel, the better the regesh, the better the regesh, the better the seichel. And the Rav concludes Kaf Nun He Yud, which I still haven't figured out what the Rashi Tevis is. Benefesh dorei shlom torasoi, mechabdo makiro, I honor you, I value you, hakatan, and then he signs his name, and then he writes weiter, which is more inyanei klal, right, opening up a type of yeshiva, what type of yeshiva to open up, so I can leave that for you, and again, this is letter kuf yud, vatvar mayu meire naim, like the Rav always is. Hashem, and I'm so gratified we learned this, and we should just be zoche to see many, many more of the letters of the Rav Zitzel. They're amazing. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.